When you start learning web development, one of the first things you need to internalize is not a programming concept, but a working habit, the minimal workflow. This workflow is the backbone of everything you will do as a web developer, from your very first HTML file to complex full-stack applications. Understanding it deeply, and practicing it until it becomes automatic, will save you enormous amounts of time and frustration throughout your career. The minimal workflow can be summarized in three steps. You write or modify code in your code editor, you open or switch to your browser, and you refresh the page to see the result. That's it. Editor browser refresh. It sounds almost too simple, but most beginners waste significant time because they don't have this loop clearly defined in their mind and in their hands. What is a code editor and why it is the starting point? A code editor is the tool where you write your source code. In this course, you are using Visual Studio Code, which you have already explored in previous activities. The editor is your workshop. Every change you make to your project, adding a title to an HTML page, changing a color in a style sheet, writing a JavaScript function, happens here first. The key point is that the editor works on files saved on your computer or your workspace. When you type code in Visual Studio Code, the changes are not automatically visible anywhere else. They only exist in the editor until you save the file. This is a critical detail. If you forget to save your file before switching to the browser and refreshing, you will see the old version of your page, not the new one. This causes a lot of confusion for beginners who wonder why their changes are not showing up. In Visual Studio Code, you can save a file using the keyboard shortcut Ctrl plus S on Windows and Linux, or Command plus S on Mac. You will also notice a small dot appearing on the File tab when there are unsaved changes. Make it a reflex. Every time you finish a modification, save immediately before switching to the browser. Visual Studio Code also offers an autosave feature that you can enable in the settings. When autosave is active, the editor saves your file automatically after a short delay or every time you switch to another application. Many developers activate this option to avoid the classic mistake of forgetting to save. Whether you use manual saving or autosave is a personal choice, but you must be aware of the behavior your editor has at all times. The browser as your rendering and testing environment. The browser, Google Chrome, Mozilla Firefox, Microsoft Edge, or others, is the tool that reads your HTML, CSS, and JavaScript files and transforms them into a visual page that humans can read and interact with. The browser is not just a way to visit websites. For a developer, it is a testing and debugging environment. You have already practiced using the dev tools built into the browser in your recent activities. Now, the focus is on the relationship between the browser and the editor. The browser does not know in real time what you are writing in your editor. It only knows what is in the saved file at the moment it loads or reloads the page. When you open an HTML file directly in the browser, by double-clicking it in your File Explorer, or by dragging and dropping it into the browser window, the browser reads that file from your local disk and displays it. The address bar will show something like file:\users\yourname\myproject\index.html. Notice the file:\ prefix, which means the browser is reading a local file, not a page hosted on a server. This is the simplest way to preview your work during the early stages of learning. Later in the course, you will use local development servers, such as the Live Server extension for Visual Studio Code, or a Node.js server, that serve your files through a local web address like http://localhost:3000. This is more realistic and closer to how a real deployed website works. But for now, opening an HTML file directly in the browser is perfectly valid and efficient. The refresh action and why it matters. Refreshing the browser means asking it to reload the current page, to reread the file or URL and rebuild the visual display from scratch. The keyboard shortcut for this is F5, or Ctrl plus R, Windows and Linux, or Command plus R, Mac. This is one of the most frequently used shortcuts in a developer's daily work. When you refresh, the browser discards what it had in memory and reads the file again from disk. This is how it picks up the changes you just saved in your editor. Without the refresh step, the browser continues showing the previous version of the page, even if the file has changed. There is also a concept called hard refresh or force refresh, which bypasses the browser cache. The browser cache is a mechanism that stores copies of files locally to speed up page loading. Sometimes, even after a refresh, the browser shows a cached version of a file, especially CSS or JavaScript files, rather than the updated one. To force the browser to ignore its cache and truly reload everything from scratch, you use Ctrl plus Shift plus R, Windows and Linux, or Command plus Shift plus R, Mac. As a beginner, you may not need this very often, but it is good to know why a page sometimes seems not to update even after you refresh. A concrete example of the workflow in action. Let's walk through a complete, concrete example to make this workflow tangible. Imagine you have a folder called My First Page on your computer. Inside it, you have a file called index.html. You open this folder in Visual Studio Code using file greater than open folder. The file currently contains the following. Less than dot type HTML. HTML. Head. Title my page slash title. Slash head. Body. H1 greater than hello slash H1 greater than. Slash body. Slash HTML. You open index.html in your browser by dragging it into the browser window. You see a white page with a large heading hello. Now you want to change the heading text to welcome to my page. Step 1. Go back to Visual Studio Code. Click on the index.html tab. Modify the line that reads hello so it now reads welcome to my page. Press Ctrl plus S to save the file. Step 2. Switch to the browser. Press F5 or Ctrl plus R to refresh the page. Step 3. The page now displays welcome to my page as the main heading. This three-step cycle is what you will repeat hundreds of times every day as a developer. Each change, however small, goes through this loop. Now imagine you forget to save in step 1. You switch to the browser and press refresh. The page still shows hello. You might think your code is wrong, or that the browser is not working correctly. In reality, the browser simply reread the old saved version of the file. This is one of the most common sources of confusion for beginners, and the solution is always the same. Make sure you saved. Organizing your screen for an efficient workflow. One practical aspect of the minimal workflow is how you arrange your workspace on screen. Many developers split their screen so that the code editor is on one side and the browser is on the other. This way, they can see both simultaneously and switch between them with minimal effort. On a wide monitor, you can have Visual Studio Code occupying the left half of the screen and the browser occupying the right half. On a smaller screen, you may need to switch between the two windows using Alt plus Tab, Windows and Linux, or Command plus Tab, Mac. Some developers use two monitors, one for the editor and one for the browser. The goal is to minimize the friction of switching between the two tools. The faster and more natural this switching becomes, the more you can focus on the actual code instead of the logistics of managing windows. Live Server, automating the refresh. You may have already encountered the Live Server extension in Visual Studio Code. Live Server is a tool that launches a local development server and automatically refreshes the browser every time you save a file. This effectively automates the refresh step of the workflow. With Live Server, the workflow becomes, write code in the editor, save the file, Ctrl plus S, and the browser refreshes by itself. You don't need to manually press F5. The browser updates in real time as you work. To use Live Server, you install the extension in Visual Studio Code, open your HTML file, and click the Go Live button at the bottom of the editor. The browser opens automatically with your page at a local address like http://127.0.0.1-5500/index.html. Every time you save a change, the browser reloads. Even with Live Server active, the fundamental logic of the workflow remains identical. Editor save browser shows updated result. Live Server simply removes one manual step. Understanding the manual workflow first is essential, because Live Server will not always be available. For example, when you work on back-end projects with Node.js, the refresh mechanism works differently. Common mistakes and how to avoid them. Here is a list of the most frequent mistakes beginners make in this workflow, and how to address them. Forgetting to save the file before refreshing. Solution: develop the habit of pressing Ctrl plus S immediately after every modification, or enable autosave in Visual Studio Code. Editing the wrong file. If you have multiple files open in the editor, make sure you are editing the file that is actually displayed in the browser. Check the file name in the tab of Visual Studio Code. Refreshing the wrong browser tab. If you have multiple tabs open, make sure you are refreshing the one that shows your project. Not noticing a syntax error in the code. Sometimes a change seems to have no effect because the code contains an error that prevents it from running. In that case, open the DevTools console in the browser, which you have already practiced, to check for error messages. Confusing the file path. If you moved or renamed a file, the browser might still be trying to load the old path. Close the tab and reopen the file from the correct location. Why this workflow is the foundation of everything that comes next. As you progress through this course, the tools and technologies will become more complex. You will write CSS style sheets, add JavaScript interactivity, connect to databases, and build back-end servers with Node.js. The technologies change, but the fundamental workflow loop never disappears. In front-end development, you will use build tools and module bundlers that watch your files and rebuild the project automatically on everyone's save, but the underlying concept is still, change the code, see the result in the browser. In backend development with Node.js, you will restart your server after code changes and test the result using either the browser or tools like Postman that simulate HTTP requests. Again, the same loop adapted to a different context. Mastering the minimal workflow now means you are building the right mental model from day one. You understand that the editor and the browser are two separate environments. You understand that saving is the bridge between them. You understand that refresh is the act of asking the browser to reread the current state of your files. This mental model will prevent countless hours of confusion and debugging mistakes as you grow as a developer. Every professional web developer, no matter how experienced, still follows this loop every single day. The difference is that they do it automatically, without thinking. Your goal is to reach that same level of automaticity as quickly as possible.